Now, hello, welcome to Anime Pass or Fail by After the Match, the podcast where we review the latest anime episodes and give our honest opinions on whether they should pass or fail. And with me today are my three co-hosts, Isaiah Bascom.
Yo, what's up?
In addition, Matthew Thompson.
What's up, y'all? I'm excited for a new season of good shows.
That's it. And of course, Ms. Leah Davis.
What's up?
And like always, we talk about at least four animes at the start of each season, four of which are chosen by us, your host, and the other, the listeners to a community poll, except no one voted this time. So we left it up to fate, and fate chose Bartender. Now, of course, we can't forget the Wheel of Academics and the game-changing work that it brings. Last season, we had Quadruple F and You're Already Dead were used to their fullest. However, last time, they were hidden. But this season, they will be known to all. Let's go ahead and take out that wheel and start spinning. And there it goes. Where will it land? Where will it land? All right. Ooh, something new.
Excellent.
Oh, maybe not. Quadruple P. An anime can only pass if it's a quadruple pass.
Oh my God. I'm going to feel the opposite frustration of last season.
What in the world?
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
Good, they better really be good.
You got the same one? How is that even? Yeah.
Alrighty, well, time spinning again. Oh, something old. Something old. Number two. No remedial classes. Jesus, actually, this is going to be a really tough season
for
these animes.
Damn, if we really don't
So they better be perfect and only perfect.
I feel like at this point, Triple P or Quadruple P should come with Savior, and Quadruple F should come with a bullet.
Watch this one come with a bullet or something.
What
were the first one? Quadruple Pass? Damn.
Yeah, Quadruple Pass, and the second one is there's no remedial classes, so if it gets even one fail, it's just gone forever.
I'm kind of with the face of the idea we should have like a Savior thing, because like, fuck.
Well, we'll see if the wheel agrees. And the wheel spins. And it says. Well, that's
Quadruple F.
So here's a question. Because it landed on both of them, does it just nullify both and we just spin it twice again?
Yes.
No.
Both of them exist at the same time and nullifies them.
But one existed first. I mean, you have both of them or none of them?
No, they both get nullified.
I feel like you're both invalid, so I'm gonna have Isaiah do the tiebreaker.
The tiebreaker. I will go with the first choice.
He was listening.
I know he wasn't listening. Terrible.
Wait, what was it actually about?
How about why? I want your reasoning then. Show them that you were listening. Why the first choice?
The first choice. Yes, yes, yes. Allow me to join the stream and take a look real quick.
All right, you definitely weren't listening.
Come on. Can you be the tiebreaker? Can you be the tiebreaker? I trust your opinion. This guy wasn't listening. It's too bad. He fucked it up already.
I'm dead.
I am neutral. Now I'm going to leave it up to chance instead. So we'll say number one is Matthew. Number two is Matthias.
Number one,
it's nullified.
Yeah, first choice.
No, definitely had no hand in this.
It was
so we got to spin the wheel twice. Twice more. So it's just crammed. No remedial class is the only record that's there currently.
What? I need a reasoning behind this.
There really just was. Were you not seeing what we were doing?
Damn, are you Isaiah?
Yeah, but you can't make Isaiah make the tape breaker. He wasn't listening.
He wasn't.
He wasn't. Yeah. He spun the wheel.
Yeah,
I was on the wheel.
You were too.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't like these RNGs bullshit.
That's only what decided in the first place.
But if you really think about it, why can it have both?
Wait, no, it can't. Yeah, it really can't.
I know.
It can't go until something happens in between, like, it's really weird.
So what is the next one?
All right, so
I'll be very.
We're spinning it twice more. That's all I know.
Ooh, more.
We shouldn't.
Ain't love.
I think the P's just stay. Kenny was dead first.
Fate already decided. Fate said no. Fate said it's not happening, and we all have to agree with whatever Fate says. on this.
No, 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 no. I'm being forced. You guys hear that from now. I'm not here willingly.
If fate says...
We already have two, don't we? Remedial classes.
All right, number six. Assassin's like another number we see. An anime can only pass if it's a triple pass. Wow, we just got the short version. We just got the easier version. It said, all right, there you go, Matthias. Someone agrees with you, but not fully.
I'll take the consolation prize.
I'll take it as well. I'm just happy it's not quadruple pass. That's fine with me.
Honestly, I'm happy, but I'll take it.
Oh, I'm happy.
And then last but not least, we get walkout. Each host can walk out on one anime once, meaning they don't have to watch one anime, even if they fail and the others pass it.
Oh, now I'm happy.
I like this. There you go. Oh, really you get what you wanted.
This works out.
Oh, man.
Does it? I feel like walkout's not going to get that much uses. Lily, you have to really hate an anime.
God damn.
It's a lot of good ones this season.
It's all good, in my opinion. Like, that's why I'm very upset with Quadruple P. I'm like, I don't want someone to watch one bad episode and then fail the whole show.
Well, they can afford one fail, and that's it. If it gets two fails, it's gone forever.
You better save it for the real thing.
That's better odds. That's better odds. I'm fine with that.
It really is, though. And with that, our three mandatory requisites for this spring season are in. And it should be interesting. And if you, the listeners, have any suggestions for which requisites we can add to our academic wheel, then please let us know in our subreddit, r/animepassorfail. We're always interested to hear what you guys have cooking. And if this is your first time listening, we'll be discussing the plot, animation, character, design, and more to help decide which anime you should be watching. And with our unique scoring system, we'll be giving a final verdict on each episode. And this season, we'll continue the use of ranking segment at the end of the episode where we state our most and least enjoyed anime. So for this season, we have no returning alumni except for Tsukimichi Moonlight Fantasy. And I haven't watched this new episode yet. So unless you guys did, we'll be moving on. All right, we're moving on.
Yes.
Also, the verdicts this season will be the same. They can happen at any point. I feel like we really only said it at the end of last season. So we could continue this. And again, at any point during the discussion, you may say your verdict.
I pass all the episodes.
Damn, right off the bat.
Damn, I did not expect that. But you know what? That's all right, sure. I did say at any point. Even before the anime is even mentioned, I guess.
You said at any point. So I'm sorry.
It's true, I did. There's no fine print. At least not yet. And it starts things off, though. We do have the random listener's choice anime, Bartender, in episode 1 and 2. Kurishima Hotel is looking to recruit a master bartender, but are pressed to find one. Luckily, the award-winning world-traveling bartender Sasakura is back in town, and he may be the only one that fits the bill. Soon after, he demonstrates his skills by winning over everyone. May it be the asshole lawyer or even the chairman of the very same hotel doing the recruiting. Everyone is impressed. But are you guys?
It's like God playing bartender.
Literally.
I thought he was God for a minute.
Oh, damn. I mean, it's in the name, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
You meet the glass of God.
Yeah, I was convinced it was going to be that.
A little disappointed.
Despise me.
Well, the name for one, I feel like it was a little off-putting in a way. Like, I was expecting... I don't know why anyone I was else? Expecting...
Not a bartender? I'm very confused. I
feel like it's you're very obviously expecting, like, competition, right?
Yeah, something like, along those lines. And this, I don't know, it just seems so casual. And
something kind of like Food Wars.
It was wholesome. Like, I'll say that. It was wholesome. And it was different, and it was calming. It was interesting.
Agreed. Definitely felt very slice of life-esque.
But yeah. With
the story of an amazing bartender who, like, amazed his clients.
I think I'm with Isaiah. The story didn't really drag me in. I like, the only thing that kind of pulls me toward this show is just learning random facts about alcohol.
Yeah,
learning drinks like that, I find very, very cool. But the story itself, it's just not for me. I never liked Food Wars, and I doubt I'll like this one.
This is another Food Wars. Interesting.
Well, it's way more toned down. There's no competition. Food Wars is like a shonen. This is more of a slice of life in that aspect. I guess I'll have the opposite opinion of you guys, where I'm not in love with the show, but I appreciate what it's going for. It's just supposed to be a slower paced, like, there is no real drama in a sense. You know, like, here's a person going through a tough time. Here are just some words of wisdom for them to get through it. And if it's going to be like a good amount of just that, like, not everything needs to be that deep. Not everything needs to be that amazing. And I think for the first two episodes, I think it did okay at that. Now, can I watch the whole season? I don't know. But that's my thoughts, at least.
Your thoughts are very valid. And I just can't help but feel like the show fits a specific group of people, and I'm not a part of that group of people. This isn't like, I'm not a slice of life fan. I think that's all it is. And like, I don't look for these things when I'm watching shows, because obviously it's just not what I'm into. So that's my
For me, I just prefer shows that do have that deeper meaning into it, and shows that actually get you really thinking. And like, this show is just not for me. Like, it looks very cool and unique.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with the show. Like what Matthew said, the way how they put the show together, they put it together very well. It wouldn't be something that I would watch, but I would definitely recommend.
Yeah. I feel like I can support that too. I would recommend it. It's got some pretty nice animation too, by the way, with the shaking of the drinks.
Yes. Those god hands.
Those fingers.
It does. All right. You know, I'm glad you guys can appreciate it, even though it's not like your cup of tea, per se.
Yeah.
So it failed for me.
You know what's funny? I think normally I would be on the same side of Mysterious and Isaiah, where it isn't really my type of anime. But I am learning to appreciate these niches, like for the slice of life people, the people that just want to relax. And it kind of reminds me of that Pan anime from last season, where it was just a very relaxing and chilling anime. And this is our people. I imagine it's like for people that have had like a hard day at work and just put it on something to relax to. They might even have a drink in their hand and they're just like, all right, I just need to like mellow out and just chill after this stressful day. I feel like that's like those type of people would like eat this up.
Exactly. You couldn't have said it any better. I'd agree with that.
But I could see I could really see myself enjoying it, but not for long, I feel. Like, I'm going to go ahead and say my pass now, because I am enjoying it now, but maybe in the future, it's going to lose me if it keeps up this pace.
I will be giving it a fail. This one has definitely shown me what it is, and I don't feel like it's going to go anywhere.
I mean, it's not supposed to go anywhere, but I understand.
Yeah, like, we already know really like what it is and what's it about, that sort of thing.
And the master gave his pass already at the start, so just you, Matthias.
Oh, yeah, I'm giving this one a fail as well. Like, it's just something I wouldn't watch.
So close.
Alrighty. Well, fair enough. We already have the first expulsion. You heard it here, right? Not even remedial classes, because again, thanks to Cram, this anime will be gone and never seen again. Thanks for coming, bartender. You did not make the cut. Those doors were made. I wanted to make
it one
episode.
Damn it!
I'm glad I got to watch it, though. I'm very glad.
Yeah, like the first.
I really wanted to watch it. It looked really intrigued, and now that I've seen it, it's good. I did. I really did, actually. I like alcohol.
You're the one they're so excited about.
I know. Like I said, I didn't want to watch it. This show gave me an excuse to watch it, and I watched it. And I got my fill.
I guess so.
That's fair.
This just wasn't it.
It's just kind of funny to me that those doors will never see them open.
Literally.
Remain shut. Oh, well, up next, we have your anime, Matthew. What did you choose for this season?
Well, this season, I chose The Fable. And it's a manga I've been meaning to read for a while, and I'm glad I got this opportunity to watch it. Now, in the first two episodes, we're introduced to the main character, Fable, and his female assistant. And they're instructed by their, well, first of all, they're hitmen. And they're instructed by their boss to go into hiding as they've killed too many people this year, essentially, in their 10-year career. Now, they give them fake IDs, fake names, and they're instructed to go live in Osaka and just mellow out for a whole year, no killing. While on the way to Osaka, Fable almost kills the hijackers because he touches him because he's a punk. He realizes it's going to be a little bit too hard to not kill people. In the second episode, we're introduced to the Yakuza in Osaka, mainly just the big boss and the captain. The other individuals don't really know who he is. And he instructs one of his the captain doesn't like Fable, and he instructs one of his goons to threaten and punk him to try and get him to leave. So he hires a former kickboxing champion. And the Fable basically loses the fight, but still ends up making a fool of the fighter. And that's the first two episodes. Like I said, I already passed this shit, but how do y'all feel about it? How do you guys feel about this show?
100% GoGo 13 vibe.
I'm about to say that. Yeah. This is just a young GoGo 13. This is him freaking before he got his assault rifle. This is him just using his pistol before he became an adult.
For me, I'm like, this is his son. Wait, what?
Oh, this is his son. Oh, so the other guy was GoGo 13. There you go.
There's another show that is very similar to this one, or this one is based off of that show, correct?
Yep. I think we showed you like a few episodes.
If you see it, really?
You know what it is. Yeah.
Ah, damn. I'm curious. I want to look that shit up.
I swear you said you were going to watch it too.
Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. I'm not too sure.
He's like a hitman, but uses like an M16 to like snipe people.
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Damn.
And it's like the perfect M16. It's like there's no flaws. Like everything's like.
Oh, so perfect. The gun is it's all in the gun, not the actual guy.
No. The guy is what makes it even better. He's like the gun is just a tool. This guy just puts the tool to its full efficiency and effectiveness.
Okay. Like only he can use this gun, most likely. Probably.
Yeah. Damn. All right.
Like, so this guy is sniping people at like sniper ranges with this gun. Like, this gun might as well be like the best sniper in the world.
Damn.
We have a son.
It's impressive. I'm curious to see where it goes now. Yeah. Is anything like that?
But it's interesting that they're making this man like go undercover. And then his mentor is just like, I want you to live a normal life. Have fun. Fall in love. I feel like none of this will make him a better killer.
Oh, on the contrary, I think it will. It's going to teach him how to hide in plain sight like a true assassin. And I think that's the whole point of it. And I think we're going to meet other pros. Because that word keep getting thrown around everywhere. Like, pro this, pro that.
It's true. So, he does throw it around. I'm a real pro.
Mm-hmm. So most likely will come across other people who look ordinary but are actually assassins.
There's an assassin network out there.
Yes,
that'd be cool. I have no idea. What does that have to do with him being better at killing, though?
What makes him better at killing?
Yeah, like when this dull his senses because he's not killing people for a year.
No,
I think it'll make it better.
Yeah.
Like Matthias said, like he has to focus on his movements even more now because he has to be able to retaliate but not kill them.
Mm-hmm. Ah, so he's gonna be more precise.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like try to kill someone in a crowded area without anyone noticing.
Damn. Like that's brave.
That's pro level.
I guess that's not that bad, realistically.
I mean, the guy was already shooting the invisible fucking.
You know,
cameras like
I was ready to get about that.
He's got precision down, I think.
Yeah, like he missed. Really? No, he didn't.
Now he just gotta hide the gun when he does it.
I mean, it's pretty hidden.
The mask wasn't anymore.
The mask. Yeah, oh, man.
Kill people without a mask, but also hide your identity.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Either way, this will be an interesting year for this man.
What? Funny guy. The way we were taking the hits from the kickboxer was hilarious.
He was planning everything perfectly. Yeah. I love that scene. My God.
That reminds me of the Robert Downey Jr. Sherlock Holmes, you know, when he's like doing the fights. He's like saying it all in his head, playing out like, oh, I just gotta do this. And
that's where that's discombobulate.
Yeah.
I gotta go look that up too.
That was good. I'd watch those movies. Those were good.
Sherlock Holmes. Really good. The choreography was
into that. Fights.
Oh yeah, that's definitely my tune.
Yeah, no punk.
I'll check that out.
I like how the kickboxer was like, that just didn't feel right. That was a weird fight.
Yeah. I swear they kicked that high, but he flew.
Man, was fully faking that shit. He was flopping fucking like a soccer player. Oh God.
Like LeBron James.
No, not LeBron James. LeBron James. Oh no.
He knows. Yeah, he can sense it.
Oh no, I think they can sense that my pass is coming too, because I'm really looking forward to this anime. I have high hopes. So that gets my pass.
Oh yeah, man. This one's going places. I like where this is going and I like their whole concept. So it's a pass from me.
I think it's going somewhere. But honestly, it gotta go somewhere fast, because the first episode was slow. The second episode actually picked it up. I feel like the show would have been better if they were longer. Like if episode 1 and 2 were together, it would have been very nice.
So I agree with that.
Depending on the pace in the show, like, I think it does have that potential, but how would they execute that potential?
I don't know, but I waited like 13 episodes for Ishra to get good and it never got
good. This
truly could be another Ishra, honestly. So,
nah. This shit's already legendary status if you look it up on the manga and shit. Ishra was like a nobody.
Mm. Well, it is getting my pass regardless.
Damn. Was that triple pass? Quadruple?
A quadruple pass, because Fast already gave his pass.
I passed everything.
We'll be moving on.
Better not.
Damn. Year to year. Up next, we have Mistakes anime. What did you choose?
Go Loser Avengers. Hope you don't get sued, but
hopefully not.
In this world, it's the heroes who already won and took care of all the bosses, leaving only the henchmen left. Now, with the arrangement they have between the heroes, they have to evade the Earth once every day to keep their life. Every Sunday. Thank you. Once a week. And basically turn their mission of once taking over the world into just a spectacle for the public to watch. But there's one fighter that still have his evil pride. That's Fighter D. He might just be a henchman, but he will take down and defeat them all their enemies, no matter what. And in episode 2, we get to see him execute his plan miserably. He would have already been a dead man like Fighter F if it wasn't for the blonde girl.
She saved his ass. Oh my lord.
Yep, I don't know her name. I'll try to see if I can find it. I do not. But
Suzukiri.
Yeah.
Suzukiri?
Suzukiri.
Saved by Suzukiri.
Oh, Lord.
Suzukiri.
Suzukiri.
Maybe saved by Suzukiri. But the big twist of it all, Suzukiri also hates the hero for some strange reasons. Or might also be another henchman, aka a fighter. But my heart out is for Fighter F that took an ultimate technique to the face. And we will never be seen again.
He will be missed.
Yes. I do like how they play this show, honestly. The way how they had the cannon from Power Rangers with the pose. And I kid you not, when he did that ultimate technique, my mind immediately went to Naruto Storm. Like, it looked like he got hit with the ult. The ground changed color, the sky changed color, everything changed color. Like, he got sent into a cutscene. When he posed behind and the explosion happened, I'm like, what am I watching?
God. Well, the show was fucking funny as shit. I was like, they had the tiger boss and he was a truck for some reason. And I'm like, why truck the fuck?
I did not expect it to chat for him. I did not expect it to be a chat for, but I saw the wheels and it did not cross my mind.
No, that shit didn't cue at all. Oh my God. It's the unexpected nature of everything we've seen. Holy shit. Yep. That's why I like this. I'm giving my pass early, by the way.
Beautiful.
Like, even the henchmen, like, they're just one big comic relief, but the main characters. So it's just so
weird. It's like, wait, what? How are they main? But like, low key comedic relief.
Mm-hmm. Like, especially when they're all talking in the room and they're like, hey, we just, you know, it's okay. Our life still sucks, but we're still alive.
You know,
for the conversation before they were actually summoned to do the battle in the first place.
Oh my God.
Just brainstorming ideas. Come on, guys. What's a good monster? That's kind of tough. Come up with a monster every week.
Yeah.
Didn't they say they had 999 battles as well?
Yep.
Yeah, they had all those monsters. Jesus.
One away from 2,000. At 1,000, sorry.
There's not even that many animals. How did they come up with that?
A lot of robot variations.
It's just generic.
I like how it's just a big spectacle too. Like the whole crowd is just there, and they're in danger, kind of, but not actually.
But no, they actually are in danger because no one actually knows this is a spectacle. That's the funny thing.
Oh, really, you're right. Yeah, no one knows that it's fake.
Yeah, I was under the impression they knew. Wait, what?
No, they don't. No one knows except for like the henchmen, probably.
Yeah,
and the henchmen and the Power Rangers, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow. What?
Like that one mother and her child in the front row. I'm just like, damn, you really, really set put yourself right there, eh?
You know, but you know these people did kill you. Like, even though you probably safe, you think you're not, even though you are.
Yeah,
and they still willing to put this up there. Exactly.
That's real smart of them. Should be 18 plus.
Agreed at its finest.
You know, the definition of it.
Actually, yeah. Makes the most sense.
All right. We can make more money. That's just... And the fact that the henchmen can infinitely respawn.
Yep.
They're like immortal. Why are they not fighting? They
basically were fighting all the bosses. They saw the henchmen. Then they saw the capital gain they could make from it. Literally. And like, hold up. Let's wait a minute. We don't have to kill them.
They really did, didn't they? We can just keep this going. We can milk this.
Oh man, they'll milk anything they can. Jesus.
I also love the fact that they could all shapeshift, but they still die in one hit.
Yep.
Like any love tap, even
the Vay.
Yeah, strike contact, just a hug, like shattering his fucking arm. I was like,
they just need a leader. They could be so powerful. They just need a leader.
I don't think they can. And that the whole point is the underdog beating the strong people.
Yo, but they could literally hide amongst humans.
Yeah, I was gonna say they could be like Skrulls if they really wanted to.
See, yes, but they're so fucking stupid. Like, I'm sorry, Fighter. What is his name? Fighter D. Like, he would have been dead so quickly if it wasn't for the girl. Like, I thought the girl would have fight it because all the times she was helping him.
Same
maybe effort. She
yeah,
is.
I thought she had the fire with the eyes and maybe everything. I was like, where are your things?
Could be concealing her identity.
Maybe. You don't know.
I think she's a fighter. She probably is. She could be a former boss. Probably, you know.
Oh, I see. I think former boss because she is stronger than that one clown makeup guy from Red Ranger.
Yeah.
And her shape shifting isn't disappearing as quickly.
Mm-hmm. So she definitely have some. She definitely had power, but she have an origin story to probably tell us why she's like this.
I equal rights. Equal rights. For the
that's
aliens.
Why she's doing it.
God damn it.
Equal rights. No, I think it's more statistic. More sadist. If anything, yes.
Got you.
Because she got really hot and bothered. When she got a bit too close to that guy.
Oh, God. Did not pay attention to that part.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I want to give this a pass for now. So I want to see what happens next. Even though Tech Glass should give it an F since F died. Then again, maybe the F died was a way of pulling our tails.
In style, though. You see those poses, man? The poses is totally what winning me over.
That was pretty fantastic, not going to lie. He's a real one for that.
Was this a manga or was this a webtoon?
I don't know.
Or is it
I want to say manga. I want to say manga.
Okay.
Webtoon will always have that weird animation going for it.
That's true.
Like virtual hit.
You're not wrong. I just couldn't tell. Like the concept is hilarious in itself.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, we have triple pass so far. Will we be giving it a pass as well, Matthias?
Oh yes, it'll be a pass. Emo poses. Honestly, out of all the shows, I think this show will probably go the least distance. Cause it's kind of too dumb to actually have a real narrative. But I could always be wrong.
I mean, we already failed the show.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I can't go any lower than that one. One's already gone. But up next, we have Isaiah's anime. So we'll see if this one is gone too. But what did you choose, Isaiah?
Yes, I chose Kaiju number 8. And episode 1 begins on a high note as we see a kaiju pop up in the middle of a city, destroying and killing many civilians, but is swiftly destroyed by the defense force. Then we are led to a pretty unique main character named Kafka?
Kafka.
Okay, we're going to go with that. Anyways, who is a part of a team of workers that handle the disposal of monsters. But everything is going pretty normal. They're all training a new recruit. But unfortunately, another kaiju attacks the scene. And Kafka is almost not fatally wounded. He's just wounded. He has a broken leg. But while his partner saves his life, we see him then recovering in the hospital. But a third kaiju in the form of like a bug, I'd assume, like basically scans him and then like enters his body and transforms him into a kaiju. But he keeps his memory. Oh God, that's disgusting. Oh God. He keeps his memory and his humanity. And his friend is there to witness the entire transformation. And we're kind of left on a little bit of a cliffhanger.
And that is how I met your mother.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, God. Mother entered him.
Yeah. What? What? Yo, that was so uncalled for. Oh, God.
Oh, man. Oh, what do you call it? I was talking to my brother about this show. Because he's watching it too. And he's right. He brought up a good point. He said this is very much like Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Like in the main character and whatnot, and how they both get their powers, and they probably might have to like prove to the good guys that they are in fact willing to work with them, that they will have like skeptical people, probably have to prove themselves to them in battle and show them like I am very useful because you guys can't transform, but I can. It's like shit. You're right. This is the Attack on Titan in the making.
You're right, but a lot less political.
Mm-hmm. Mm. More comedy, too.
A lot more comedy.
I just wanted to mention that this was animated by the same people that animated Haikyuu.
Ooh. Ooh.
So, oh, really? Yeah. This is quite the turn they took from volleyball to kaijus.
Actually, the only sports anime they did a couple sports ones, but they do more non-sports ones than sports ones.
Hmm.
But that means good animation quality.
Have they made kaijus before?
I didn't watch Fate, so I don't know what's in Fate. Maybe.
Oh, they made a Fate? Jeez. Oh, they're in there. Good for these guys.
Yeah. These defense posts are actually winning, not like the ones in Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
But now
they're OP. Mm.
Hoping Kafka can eventually join that team. I'm curious to see. What if he, like, keeps his... Well, he has to convince them that he is what he is, and he is still human. But, like, I'm sure it will be fine. Maybe he'll join the team as a kaiju. That's my theory, anyways.
It'll all work out.
I hope so. Poor guy. He is... Goddamn, poor guy. He did not deserve this.
Out of nowhere, too. I wonder why that bug chose him.
I actually don't know. Like, I read this consistently still, like, as it comes out.
Mm-hmm. Same with me.
Yeah. So I don't want to spoil a lot of things. But I don't think they've ever explained. Or maybe they did, and I can't remember. But yeah, they haven't, right? Okay, yeah.
I don't think they have either. I'm trying to think, like, no.
So you're not alone in that thought.
It's kind of
why him?
We'll never know why this fucking bug went inside this man's or why I chose him.
That was so weird, too. And, like, the whole scanning part was interesting. There's more to these monsters than we think.
It was like, oh, found you.
Yes.
The most painful entry ever.
My God.
And he's lubed.
Oh, God, now.
Oh, man.
No, no. It's still going.
Sucks.
Oh, well, at least he's got power, I guess. He said he needed it. He wanted to be stronger.
Is it worth it, though?
Yes.
No. Yep, the full spectrum here.
Yes.
Oh, no, I hope that other kid gets stronger too, but maybe not in that way.
What? Not that way.
Well, we take the more normal route.
I mean, you don't want to be a kaiju. I would love to be a kaiju. Like, if I could be Godzilla or King Kong, fuck yeah. I'm taking the opportunity every time.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
I definitely 100%.
Don't. I don't know.
Have you seen the movies? Godzilla don't lose.
Bro, guys,
but damn, like, my humanity.
You can stop it. Don't matter, bro. You Godzilla. You fuck everything up. You fuck everything
you
up.
You are the definition of humanity.
God damn, what does that even mean?
You are God.
What does that mean? How does that even work?
It's in the name. You are
Please
God.
Please explain.
You can kill everybody if you want to, and they can't say shit.
Exactly.
Man, he's dark.
Whoever is the victim is always who's right.
Yeah, man. Might makes right.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
No.
We've got our own history.
At least we know who the villains of this podcast are.
Mm-hmm. You're damn right we know.
Evil oh, stuff. Well. Anyways, I'll be giving this a pass. I look forward to seeing more of these kaijus.
Pass
yeah, it's definitely
well.
A pass.
I'm reading it, so mine will be a pass.
Quadruple pass.
Yeah, same with, well, I already gave my rating. But of course, this shit's a pass for me. I've actually been waiting for this one. And they did the animation, honestly, like, better than I thought it was going to be. Even.
Yeah, so, actually.
I'm happy for it.
It was different, but it was very cool, honestly.
Yes.
I guess it's the new style. The next generation of animation.
Yeah.
Nothing against it. Looks good.
AI enhanced animation.
Ah. Oh, so this is what One Piece is going to look like. I see it actually now. Yeah, because they're using pure AIs to make the new One Piece.
Whoa. So that means episodes will be releasing a lot faster.
Sorry, no, the remake. My bad. The remake.
Ah, yes. That's what I mean.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Well, I'm sure there's still human input in touching up scenes.
Yeah,
it probably takes a lot of like the busy work out of it.
I think they're gonna do that now. When they showed the first look, people are very upset because it's all AI.
Yeah, kaiju
I thought it looked good though, and kaiju number 8 looks great too. So
it does.
I have no complaints.
Oh, I just made that up. I don't know if that'd be true for kaiju number 8.
Oh.
I guess I have an ass. Okay, fine, whatever. It was, don't it was a really good credit. Episode, and the music was phenomenal. Like the when they had the music, the various
music. This is one where you actually notice it too. It's
man, oh, I want to go back to Fable, man. The ending credits for Fable. I hope you all listen to it. Oh my goodness,
it was fucking awesome. It was great. No, it was
I'm
great.
Always
it was
looking great. Forward it to it at the ending, but enough of that. Back to the program.
No, right. Well, touching on this, the sound design in all these animes was actually really good.
Yeah. Like,
every single episode, like when they had a big step or they had a big moment, they either changed the background music, they raised the volume of the sound effects to make it more immersive.
Yep. Like the it's like you're actually inside the intestine.
Yeah. No, yeah.
That was oh my god,
that was nasty. I feel bad for this man.
It was very funny. Again.
The true heroes.
Cleanup crew. Well, We'll be moving on to our final anime as Kaiju number 8 takes home a quadruple pass. We have the one that I chose, Windbreaker. And in episode 1 and 2, our main character, Sakura, enters a new town to start his new life as a delinquent at a high school known for delinquents. However, he soon finds out that those delinquents are actually heroes known as the Bufin or the Bufferin, and they protect the surrounding neighborhoods from gangs and hoodlums alike. In fact, Sakura gets caught up in a fight with one such gang and does incredibly well and starts off with a good reputation with his new high school. That's it.
Tokyo Avenger with real fights.
Tokyo Avenger with the good guys.
Yeah,
Tokyo Avenger, they're good. They love them. The city loves them. It's very weird seeing the town call high schoolers to protect them instead of like the police.
Small town. They probably have like only two police officers, honestly.
Damn.
But yeah, police are chilling. Oh, the animation quality of this episode was fantastic. Like the choreography in the fights was fantastic in my
yes.
It was. It was really good. I was like kind of shocked. I was like, what the heck? This is just the first episode.
That's a first person action too. Like
yeah. It was fantastic. And there were long fight scenes. I almost felt like I was watching like a shorter John Wick movie, but in like an anime form.
With, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like 2 second, well, one like 30 second fight and like over it.
I wonder how crazy the show's really gonna get with the fights. Because like at the first fight, the man jumped like 16 feet in the air. I'm not gonna get over that. Like everyone's staring at this guy. Like this guy jump manning over all of them. And this guy like dynamic entry kicks a man.
He really did.
He literally set an Olympic world record just to kick somebody in the face.
Exactly. Like he was actually flying.
He might as well be. We should look at a basketball or something.
Yeah.
Just jump the whole court.
Do you think when he fights, like, obviously the stronger people, not just, like, the goons, they're going to keep up this amazing choreography for, like, a full, like, 5-minute fight?
I think they will, though.
I hope so.
If they have the budget to do it very early, they should have the budget throughout the show.
Nice.
I didn't expect it from this anime. I really didn't. When shooting this, I thought it was going to be, like, Tokyo Revengers level of fights, where it's, like, it's not super terrible. But it's not like anything amazing either. I thought it was going to be like just in the middle, but these are actually good. This is like on the good side. Like, there's no way they're going to have
everything.
Tokyo Avenger put a low, low bar for delinquents everywhere.
Real. And so this just tops that shit. Oh my God.
By far. Really, also, this was also a webtoon before, I believe.
Oh, Windbreaker.
Yes.
I swear one of the shows this season was an anime original. Maybe I'm tripping.
Maybe that bartender. Not playing.
Oh, no. Look what happened to it.
Damn, that shit got clapped.
Also, what do you guys think of our like secondary character?
Suho?
Whatever his name is. I don't know.
Nieri.
Nieri, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Nieri.
The information broker guy.
Yeah, you're on the like, you know, when Midoriya has all those notes on people?
Yes.
Yeah. He reminds me of that. And like a mix of Takemichi being like having a strong will to fight, but he's a super weak.
Mm. He basically going to be our stat guy. So anytime a fight happening, he will be that guy giving us, you know, the lay down, the stats of who's who, what is everyone's strength. Anytime someone uses a special ability, he'd be like, oh my God, that was the whirlwind kick. Oh.
There, guys.
Was that the
another
demon
comedic wheel? Relief character. I love it.
Shit, I hope so.
Yep. I'm all for it. He's a great character. I appreciated his character.
Is Sakura a Susanoo or a Sundari, technically?
I think so. Yeah, he is. Yeah.
What a shame.
I would agree. A tsundere.
What is that definition again?
It's like those people that like seem like really tough on the outside, but like when you get to like close to them, I mean, they're like actually really nice to you.
Oh,
but
yes.
They'll pretend to be like really mean and whatnot, but really they got that softer side and they're embarrassed about it normally.
Yes.
It's not how to handle people being nice to him.
Yeah.
Oh no, positive comments?
He's like, that's not supposed to happen here. Funny. Is that really ever been like a main character kind of thing? Like,
never.
I don't think a main character's ever had like this trait.
You're right. Never. This is a first.
Kind of cool.
Funny, honestly.
I'm for it.
Good for them having an original main character with good fight scenes. This could be something. This is giving my pass.
Jeez, I feel like it's another pass for me. I'm excited to see where it goes.
Oh yeah,
more fights, please.
Give me a pass with me and any with a cliffhanger too. Another fight about to break out. Sokka gonna show how what he's actually capable of.
No, the fight's not gonna happen.
I think it'll be a clash. It'd be like,
do you think so?
And maybe not a fight like you said, but maybe at least a clash and someone gonna break it up.
See, I thought before they fight, that guy that plants the flowers in the opening cutscene, he's gonna come and break it up.
Okay.
Fight instead.
You'll fight both of them. I'll take you both on.
Let's get the whole fight.
But we'll see. You could be right. I would love a fight, though. The fights have been amazing so far.
What do you think the story actually is for this show? And I don't know any. Don't know what it is.
I think it's gonna be like My Hero. Even the way they started off, like this is my story and how I became the hero of the town. I'm just like, all right. Go.
Are there going to be just a bunch of adults that want to beat up kids?
Damn, what the...
That's my hero. What are you talking about?
I mean, you're not wrong.
I mean, I could see it. I wouldn't put it past the show. I could see fucking Yakuza entering this town eventually. Oh, they'll so be like the final boss.
Bro, whose school has that much graffiti in it? I just wanted to point that out. That was an obscene amount of graffiti.
Wasn't it? Oh, was Japanese school, probably back in the early 2090s. Yes.
Okay.
And they were actual real schools for delinquents. And if you actually look at the roster, there's only actually four classes.
Yes.
Meaning it's not a full school, meaning it's literally an abandoned school, but legally they have to still teach, you know, kids.
Okay, fair enough. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, even inside.
Even the
it
inside.
Is I don't insane know what the thing is amount, like. Too, honestly. Oh, we're never going to see a teacher. We've never seen a teacher.
How is this even a school? Are they just top like the head delinquent or something? Like, all right, kids, let me show you how to throw a right straight.
They have one principal, and he's like, okay, who wants to teach today?
Like most anime in schools.
Picking like the that scenario, who's teaching math? He's good at master. You're pretty good at math. You teach math today.
You got it, Timmy.
Tomorrow you get an exchange student. Damn, imagine being an exchange student to that school. That'd be terrible.
Well, he is an exchange student.
Well, he is.
There you go. Perfect example.
He just happens to fit in really well.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, that's interesting. Well, anyways, this anime gets a quadruple pass. It will be moving on. But it's time for our ranking segment. We'll be ranking the anime that we enjoyed the most and we enjoyed the least. After all, not all passes are born equally. Mm-hmm. Who would like to give the ranking first?
Man.
I'll go first, man. Isaiah.
Huh? Go ahead.
Damn.
I heard I'll go first. Isaiah. I was like, wait, damn. What? So you're going first?
Well,
I was curious what's going to happen too.
First, Kaiju number 8. That'd be sitting on my top.
Okay, fair.
After that, I have to put Windbreaker. Windbreaker just passed Go-Go Loser Ranger. And actually,
are we ranking them all? Or just
no, we're just doing
the best and worst.
We do all of them. Yeah, how about this? We do this.
Because
we rank all of them for the first episode. Then we'll rank them all again in the mid-season, so episode 6, to see if, and we could compare our notes to see if we still have the same order or if we change them. Then we rank them again at the ending and see how, and compare notes again.
I like how the idea. That. Savon?
Who's keeping track of this?
I'll keep track of this shit.
Oh, I think everyone should write their own stuff down.
I'll keep track of everyone because I know it's not going to happen.
Damn.
But either way, Kaiju, Windbreaker, Go-Go Loser, The Fable, and Bartender.
Damn. Okay.
I'll go second, I guess. I'm gonna go with Go-Go, Kaiju, Fable. Sorry, no. Windbreaker, then Fable, then Bartender.
I need to slow the fuck down. I can only type so fast.
Yeah, that was really fast. I feel bad.
I didn't really consider that fact. Ah, shit.
Okay, Isaiah, go get to the story.
All right, so it's going to be Go-Go for number one. Number two is Kaiju. Number three is Windbreaker. Number four is The Fable. And number five is Kami no Glass.
Got you.
My list. Sure, I'm gonna see which one I like more.
And if 6 weeks from now, wondering, will you still be the same or will your mind have changed?
Okay, so I can go if you can't think right now.
Okay, yeah, you go.
Okay, my first one was Go-Go Loser Ranger. Second was Windbreaker. Windbreaker and Kaiju number 8 tied for me for second, but just for argument's sake, I'll put Windbreaker above it because I've read Kaiju number 8. The Fable was fourth, and Bartender was last.
That's fair. I feel like everyone's Bartender's last.
I mean, it did get expelled.
Did. Anyways, my number one would be Windbreaker. Next, The Fable. Then Kaiju number 8, number 3rd. Loser Luther Ranger is my 4th. And Bartender is last.
Well, we see why I got failed. Understandable.
Yes. And there we go. There's all of our rankings. I think our rankings
are... ranking, pretty much. These are our first impression ranking. So halfway through... when we actually get to know more of the anime of each, our minds may actually change. And we can actually have an actual discussion about why that's so and what fell off and what made the anime change so much, why it lost its ranking.
I feel like if anything falls off, it will be gone, thanks to the requisites.
Yeah. but it would still be a ranking. Cause like, even though some would be forced to fail, it might still like, if like for example, Kaiju 8 fails, it would still be my number one regardless.
Wait,
I mean, it's gonna be about Bartender for sure.
Huh?
Oh, because you can still like it just because someone else failed it. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay. Understandable. Sorry. It took me a second to realize what you meant.
Well, we'll see what happens because, like, again, all they need is two fails and they're gone. No saving grace. And with that, is there anything surprising to you guys in this first episode? My surprise is the obvious one of Bartender being expelled the first episode. Didn't expect that.
But we watched two.
So technically, the second episode, if we're being honest.
All right, first episode on the podcast. Wasn't expecting it to be expelled. First episode on the podcast.
So tragic.
Any other surprises?
Honestly, how good Kaiju number 8 was. I was expecting it to be good, and honestly turned out to be great.
Yeah. Funnier than I expected. We have the trope, but a twist.
Well, hopefully it lives up to your guys' expectations. I know you get the high ones with the manga. And you know what? That certainly is something. And if the listeners want to see if any of these animes passes or fails, then please stick around for next week's episode of Anime Pass or Fail, brought to you by us after the match. So please follow us on all our official social media, such as our subreddit r/afterthematch and r/animepassorfail, our Instagram at afterthematch, and our Twitter at afterthematchpc. We very much appreciate it. And if you want to go even further, you can support us on our Patreon at patreon.com/afterthematch. And if you don't, we thank you for listening. Who knows if any of those links even still work?
Oh, yeah, you know.